Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
You house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall.
And it's over the first hurdle, he's coming down to the straight, and he's over the Grand Canal. So here we go. Oh, my goodness, he's fallen. He's on his face.
The bonus episode is where we answer your questions only. Do you have any questions?
Yep.
Sound.
First,
can you not do it like this where it's real out? Like,
can you make it sound like a 1926 horse racing competition in the Grand National?
The Donkey Derby. No?
No. Do you ever see that? Was it the Castletown Donkey Derby?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Wonderful stuff.
Fantastic.
One of the best things on YouTube.
Cool.
Right. Anyway.
Right, I believe.
Is it, yeah?
Can I just say real quick word about the Grand National? In 1967, there was a horse that was an outsider, like 151, wild outsider. And there was loads of horses running in it, as the Grand National is. And on one of the jumps, one of the horses fell. Then all of the horses fell. And this horse that was sitting in the back, the outsider, just trottled.
Just walked
the fucking, the rest of the...
Genie, Mac.
Yeah, and won. And won the Grand National in 1967.
Without any further ado, do you have any questions there on there coming up to the final hurdle?
Yes.
I'd love for you to try it. Just even read out one question really fast.
Nope.
I'm not going to answer a question really fast for you.
Joey J from Artane.
Joey J.
No relation.
He says...
It's a cool name.
Lads, please help me out here.
No.
Would you prefer to live a year as an undercover duck or do 2 years working on an Antarctic ranch herding penguins?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I need to have a gargle after
this. Such a cool name. That's such a fucked up question. What the fuck?
I think it could be a forced time ever that we're not going to answer the question.
That's like, what
yes,
the fuck?
Yes, you are.
What the fuck?
What? First of all, what's an undercover duck?
Even for air terms, that's mad.
That is mad.
Undercover duck. I guess, yeah, you have to... The other ducks can't notice that you're not a duck.
But what the fuck are you trying to...
For a year.
Do?
What are you trying to uncover?
What are you undercover for?
No.
Undercover just because you're a duck?
Getting information on another duck. Or maybe there's someone who lives beside a duck pond. And that's the gig. Some super villain.
So much better.
Super villain's lair has a duck pond in the back garden.
And
the only way to watch him while he's at home is to be an undercover duck.
Right. And now what's the other option?
2 years. Or let me see. Do 2 years working on an Antarctic ranch herding penguins.
That sounds like a hard gig.
That's fucking ridiculous. Like
penguins.
I wouldn't do that.
Penguins can't be herded.
To be honest with you, I'd rather be an undercover duck, mate.
Mm. Depends where it is. If it's close to me, Gaff. Yeah.
You're living in a pond for a year.
The weather's good as well.
You have to sleep while floating.
Because you're undercover?
I think.
Like a waterbed.
Is it because you're undercover? You have to stay awake?
You can't head off every evening. Like, you're there. You're deep undercover.
Get a few slices of bread off people.
You would.
Be well fed.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to give ducks bread, by the way.
Why does everyone give ducks bread then?
You're not supposed to. Give them peas.
Peas?
They like peas.
Everyone gives ducks bread.
I know.
If you brought a bag of peas down to the bleeding pond or down to the canal, you'd be fucked into the canal yourself. You'd look like a lunatic throwing peas in the canal.
Imagine going down the canal with a few marrow fat peas.
I'm just telling you, it's true. You're not supposed to give ducks bread.
You fucking love it.
Not good for them. It's not good for them.
They bleeding. That's going on centuries. Bread to
that's
the ducks.
Grand. It's grand.
Anyway, you'll probably be getting, yeah, everyone still gives them bread, so you'll probably be getting bread. They have signs up now, though.
Don't
lots
give
of
bread,
duck
you only
spots.
Give it marrow fat peas. Is it?
Corn, too, I think.
Sweet corn, like?
Yeah, they like a bit of veg.
Could you throw a whole corn on the cob in at them?
Once it has put on it?
With salt and butter?
Yeah.
I'd probably go for the undercover duck, just for the corn.
And I like penguins, and I've always wanted to hold a penguin. I've never had a desire to hold a duck.
They let you hold them as well.
Wouldn't do anything about it. I'd pick one up, bring them home.
Especially if you were a duck or a penguin as well. It'd be, you know, be what? Easier because you're a penguin and you're just picking up another penguin.
I don't think penguins are good at picking
up
other penguins.
We're in undercover. Oh, it's just you.
Just me, yeah.
Oh,
just herding penguins.
I got confused because the other ones, like, were a duck, like an undercover duck, which is mad.
If you put a penguin on his back, can he get back to his feet?
He roll around, yeah.
I believe so.
Really?
I mean, it probably depends which type of penguin, but yeah.
I'd love to see it. I just feel like they're so stiff.
If you just go on the YouTube and type in penguin on his back, it'll probably come up. The FBI will be at the door though.
Penguin on its back. What is that called for?
Anyway, yeah, I'd go for an undercover duck to get a bit of corn on the cob.
I'll go for the penguins because I like pingu.
Yeah, and I underestimated that question actually, to be honest. We got some legs out of it and fair play to him. I'll never ever do that again. You're a nice fella.
And if you don't mind doing some research, respond by email if a penguin can get up off its back or if it's stuck there forever.
You don't want to Google it?
I don't want to Google it.
There's a little job for you. Go on.
Right. Next question for you.
Go on, so.
Domo in Kildare.
Domo in Kildare. Do I know a Domo from Kildare?
Right. Anyway, he's been watching Classic Simpsons.
Good for him.
Brilliant. He tells us he was watching the episode where Homer gets the job at the bowling alley and in a misguided attempt to increase business, he goes outside shooting his shotgun. This is where he's shooting the shotgun and shouting, bowling, get your bowling here.
Familiar? I don't recall.
That's very poor Simpsons knowledge on both your mouths.
I don't have great Simpsons knowledge.
That disappoints me
so much. It's always just on. I don't really store it.
Yeah, same. Background shit.
And when people do the whole Simpsons references, you know, as puns and jokes, I'm just like,
whoosh.
See you in a while.
That's over the head. So upsetting. Anyway, Domo says, it had me wondering, Joe, if spice bag sales aren't what you had hoped early doors, what kind of bizarre promo plan would you implement?
For the spice bag?
Yes. You gotta do something outrageous to bring attention to the very good spice bag truck.
Ooh.
I'd have to get Darren in to do an ad.
Works every time.
Think outside the box.
True.
I get a big flamethrower and just blast it.
This is just the idea that Dominic has given you here from
The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons. This is exactly what was in the question.
I'd set the food, I'd set it on fire.
Okay.
And drive down the M50. And that would grab attention.
Uh-huh.
National. Like only the outside, only the roof. I'd set the roof on fire. And everyone would be like, the fucking spice bag truck is on fire. And I'd be like, oh yes it is. Huh? Huh?
I think people are just trying to help you though. Probably think it's legit.
It's just like a stunt. It's not the real one though. It's a dummy food truck.
Why don't you like, would you not like do a video where you just rub a load of spices in your eyes? And see how many spices you can rub into your eyes?
I think driving down the M50 on fire might grab a little bit more attention. National news, maybe. Lunatic drives down the M50 with a food truck on fire.
I think it's a good sell.
I'd want to try that shit out. I'd be like, that must be...
I'd be down for that.
So it's just the roof on fire?
I mean, I could push the boat out and say the whole thing is on fire.
How do you sell spice bags after that?
That's what people would want.
It's awareness. It's like, I gotta fucking go there. I have to go there. Whatever that is, like. I think driving down the M50 on fire is pretty good. What would you do if I came to you? Darren, my sales aren't doing too well. I need publicity. I need to get attention on my business. What can you do with me?
Probably just shut it down.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
What would I do? Sales aren't doing too good.
I'm coming to you now. As a content creator.
Right.
I'm asking.
See, while you're thinking there, how about this?
Go on.
Calvin O'Brien, famously very adept at bunking into places.
Yes.
Has bunked into Crow Park on several occasions. What if, with Calvin's hired help, you could manoeuvre your way into either Crow Park or the Aviva during a large-scale sporting event and drive the spice bag truck onto the pitch? So it's the All-Ireland final.
And set a streak.
The Dubs are 2 points behind with 5 minutes to go. There you are, driving across the pitch with the spice bag truck, waving to your people.
Sounds like a shit version of Bloody Sunday. It's like, what the fuck is this? What age are they on disrupting that? Like, that's not good publicity at all.
Publicity?
What is this lunatic? Is that Joe McGuckin's fucking...
Oh, well, lighting it on fire. That's good publicity. No, it's good publicity.
Like, I think so. I think it's not
disrupting. Like, I was watching that.
Do you remember the M50 girl? Going down the M50 going, you'll never fucking catch me. Yeah. That's what I'd be doing on the M50.
There you go.
That'd be bleeding deadly. I'm telling you.
He's dead set on having the thing on fire at this stage.
He doesn't want to hear anything else, does he?
I tell you, we're going to go with bunking in somewhere, like bunking into... Like if there was a... Bunking into the St. Patrick's Day parade and like driving it down.
Yeah, but then you're just one of many vehicles in one parade.
And like it's if setting you're, it on fire.
Even forget the All-Ireland final. They say Six Nations.
Yeah.
Right, so you're... Probably the areas you're going to be selling spice bags are probably not rugby strongholds.
I find it offensive that you would assume that.
Am I right though?
Probably, but to assume it is
you make
bold.
Yourself public enemy number one of the Dublin 4 crowd.
Yes.
You're that prick who showed up and ruined the Six Nations for everybody.
Or else you could just...
You become their enemy and then you become the hero to the rest.
You could just do like buy one, get one free.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
He's going to give away free food.
If it helps in the long run, I think he would.
I think he'd light it on fire first.
Would you?
The more I say it, the more I think it's a fucking interesting idea.
To light it on fire?
Yeah. The original idea was to have it like an ice cream truck and drive around state to estate.
Instead of the... Estate to estate, like proper...
Like an ice cream truck.
After school hours.
But it turns out like you can't do that, like, you know what I mean? Because you needs permission from the council to be serving in a public area, so you can't go from here. You can get one or
like
one.
Most ice cream vans don't have that permission
because it's ice cream, but if it's hot food, it's different.
Oh, right.
Could you just drive around with,
instead of an ice
like
cream,
the A-Team theme song playing just to advertise that spice bags are in the area?
I would, yeah.
I walk around dressed as a spicy chip with a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saying buy one, get one free.
I was thinking more Spice Girls, like, spice up your life, every boy and every girl, spice up your life.
Would you get on the roof of the truck and sing that?
Yes. Yeah.
You drive around the estates?
Dress up as Baby Spice? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd go with Sparty.
Would you do it with him?
If he needed me, I'd be there, yeah.
Which Spice Girl would you be?
Baby.
You'd be Baby as well?
Baby.
Baby or Sparty.
Would you be Sparty?
Yeah, I like her. She's good. Or Mel B, she's a funny
Scaredy Spice.
Be frightened.
That would have been great though. Just like, imagine like you heard the music and you'd be like, oh fuck, no way.
Shake it to the left if you're having a spice bag. Shake it to the right if you're having a spice bag. There's I'm at the Giving the Theatre. That's the one. The song, like,
you can't do that though. Fucking shite, isn't it? You can't do that. Nanny stay.
Do that on social media.
Nanny stay.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Would you not do the racing thing for this one, the last one, to get us over the final hurdle?
What's the race? Oh,
the racing thing? Oh yeah,
Claire has one for us.
Claire, the moment I met you, I swear. From where?
She doesn't say where she's from.
Fuck's sake.
Just Claire. But she does say she was driving through Dingle last weekend and her boyfriend remarked to her that if he was king of any town in Ireland, he would pick Dingle.
How do you drive through Dingle? That's like you're going to Dingle. You don't drive through it, do you?
Yeah, you can drive through Dingle.
Like a peninsula. It's like driving through Howth.
That's the Dingle Peninsula. Dingle Town is a very small part of the
Dingle. You can drive through Howth, can't you?
The Dingle Peninsula is...
You go where?
Up the summer.
You can't drive through Howth, no. Howth is a peninsula in and of itself. Dingle Town is not a peninsula. You can drive around and come back out, yeah. Anyway, interesting you mentioned Howth because Claire says, I told him I'd pick Howth because it has a castle, an island and a dart station. And she wants to know, what are you picking? Not between Dingle and Howth. I think you just get to pick any town. You can pick either of those two as well.
You'd have to just go with the bleeding in our city, wouldn't you? You'd just be like the king of... Stick a castle on the top of Portland Road.
King of Summerhill.
Like, I am the king of Summerhill.
Now. I'm the captain now.
You're not allowed to say Finglas.
I'm not going to say Finglas. Ballymun.
That's very unimaginative, Jim.
I know, just I'm thinking somewhere better now. I'm thinking Clontarf because it's really nice and it has a castle. But I'm just assuming I can pick anywhere and stick a castle on it.
Clontarf's castle is pretty nice too. Holt's
what about Bray?
You can live there, but I don't think it's...
Holt doesn't have a castle, does it?
Fibsborough.
Yes, it does.
Fibsborough. I want to be king of the hipsters.
Okay. I feel like you are.
Am I?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I a hipster?
We were walking down the street there a few minutes ago, going for a bit of lunch. Someone's like, "Keep up the good work. You bring joy to everyone's lives."
Yeah, it was a proper hipster.
Proper hipster,
but a very nice compliment.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Am I a hipster?
Oh yeah,
proper. Oh yeah.
Oh no, the hipsters love you because you're an accessible working class man. Like yeah. He's a working class man, but I'm also not afraid of him. So you're the best of...
It's so true.
You're the best of both worlds.
He's such a scumbag, but wow, what a bloke.
He's such a scumbag, but like, you know what you're like? You're like a pit bull with no teeth.
That's amazing. That's a good
That's
way of
very, yeah, very perceptive.
It'd be good to build a castle in Fibsborough, though.
Isn't the Bernard Shaw like a castle?
No.
Or the round tower at Glasnevin that looks onto Fibsborough, basically. That could be your castle.
What do you think of that?
I'd pick Glasnevin over Fibsborough.
Oi. If that's the case, I'd just pick Finglas.
Yeah. There's more stuff to, like the Botanic Gardens, the big tower in the graveyard. I don't know, it feels more regal, the whole operation.
What about around where Liberty Hall is? And you just like, a castle was Liberty Hall. There's just a big huge poster of you outside it.
Now, castle wasn't...
essential?
Yeah, that's just
happened to have a castle.
Part of Claire's reason for picking Howth is because it has a castle. And no castle in Dingle, for instance.
But you're the king of it. Is that why you...
You're the king of the area, yeah. I suppose just if there's a castle, you get to live there. You can live wherever you want, you're the king.
Donnybrook.
Okay.
RTA is me castle.
I'd fix everything in there. Myself and him would fix everything in there.
We'd clean up shop. We do a good job in there, I'd say. Tidy that place up.
Everyone on the Reddit thread a reason to not be arguing about it. They'd love it. Oh, they'd love it. They'd be fucking spending their TV lives. They'd be paying it twice a year.
You maybe. Who's this fucking age lover beside them though?
They'd find a way to hate it.
Kells does a beautiful trim There's a beautiful castle in Trim.
Again, you're focusing on the castle at the expense of every other.
What's the point of being a king if you don't have a castle?
What's that place with that big, huge fucking slide?
Mosny. No. Oh, Mosny, I'll get that going again.
You have to walk up and then you go down a big slide.
Wicklow.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I want to stay there and roll it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Is this the place in the trees, in the forest?
Yeah. Big slide.
Is it the name of
Avondale?
Avondale.
Does Avondale have a big slide?
Yeah, I think so. That's where it is.
Oh, it does, yeah. The giant slide.
It's not the same being a king then.
A big slide.
Cauldron.
I was shooting a short film last weekend and the grounds that we were filming it on, it was in the woods, but the grounds we were filming it on was a castle and the owner of the castle let us on the grounds, but he's trying to not let anyone, so much land in Maid he owns, a big massive castle, like massive castle, and like it'd be like somewhere you'd have a wedding, but they don't have weddings around, he just fucking lives there. And he's like the great-great-great-great-grandson of somebody important. Actually, I think it might be Joseph Plunkett. And the land, he wants no interference with it because he's trying to bring nature back into it. I don't know what that's called, like reintroducing it or re-naturalizing it, some shit like that. But that's basically like being the lord of the land, the king of the land, king of your own land.
Mm.
Beautiful. I just think that's so bizarre that people own that. They own land.
It'd be a great life.
Be mad. It'd be a lot of upkeep though.
Just on your own, is it?
Well, you can't maintain the grass in my side garden. I don't know how you'd maintain that shit.
I find that sometimes it's hard to even fit in a shower.
Yeah.
Can't imagine a big fucking mansion and all that maintenance.
Yeah, being a king is not the same as it used to be.
Yeah, it's all changed now.
They're too normal. Like before, when you were king, you wore all this pompous clothes and crowns and all this shit. And you can see then in like the early 1900s, they moved from that. And I done a tour in Madrid of the Spanish monarchy or whatever. And you know the way they have paintings of all the kings?
And they're like,
they're all wearing their crowns and all. But now they're just wearing suits. They're just wearing Louis Copeland. It's just, that's not a king. That's just some bloke in a suit.
He has a point.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Where do you want to be king of? You want the big slide?
Yeah.
Avondale.
I had a few options, but I want to go with that.
I'll be the king of O'Connell Street. And I want the statue, I want O'Connell off and me up. Or else another layer. It's like a wedding cake, that bleeding statue. Yep. Take me on top.
All right. That's your right.
Right.
That's it.
Is it?
That's it, yep.
And that's all we have time for on this episode of the Start the Podcast now.
Don't forget to visit send in a question to the DM.
Ooh.
So don't forget to send in a question to the email at starlatgoloudnow.com.
Pretty good.
That's starlatgoloudnow.com.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Normal episodes resume Wednesday.
Yep.
Talk to you then, so.
Imagine doing every episode that quick, like that fast, talking.
Some people listen at 2.5 times, so probably does sound like that.
Or how that's possible.
Even the voice messages I can't do.
No. Thanks for coming in and listening to me.
Good morning. Slán a bhaile.